Well, he had a pretty big influence on us young guys as we were growing up, and he took us traveling from Metlakatla all the way up to Whitehorse just to play basketball.
Jeff Clannott was adopted and raised by Dick Hotch. He sat in a far corner of the school gym bleachers Friday watching round-robin games in the tournament named for his father and coach.
If you didn't play the game the way he thought we should be playing, he'd sit you down and tell you that's not the way to play the game. And sportsmanship's was a big part of the game to him. So
he was really a quiet coach.
Ed Hotch is Dick Hotch's nephew. He's on the Chilkat Warriors team.
He was very respectful of all his players, and he made his team go in practice, which I think, you know, because they went to gold medal a lot, so he made sure they practiced all the time. And I'm trying to instill in my sons, so I have two sons on the team, that's what they need to do.
Ed is one of the many people Hotch coached on the Kluckwan A&B basketball team.
After he passed away, because he coached the Kluckwan teams for so long, they wanted to do something in his remembrance, so they started this tournament named after him.
The tournament has continued for more than 30 years. Some teams consider it a warm-up for the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau that follows a couple weeks after this one. Ed says the team he's on is almost all family members, brothers and cousins.
A lot of the people that you see here are younger guys, so it's better to see them in a gym than on the streets.
Marvin Willard, Jimbo Stevens, and Charles Williams are sitting at a table right outside of the gym. Willard remembers when Hotch was his coach.
I'd say he made us a really good basketball players because we were the first team from the Haines area to win a gold medal basketball tournament.
When was that?
It was 1973.
These are the old basketball players that used to live here.
Williams pulls out pictures of Kluckwan and Haines A&B basketball teams from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Stevens names the players and coaches.
Daniel Clannott, Joe Keane, my uncle. Dick Hotch here. And this is a teacher from Kluckwan, Cliff Fossman.
Some of the people you see in the picture here, their grandsons are playing in this tournament right now.
The Dick Hotch tournament ended on Sunday with a championship face-off between Whitehorse and the Haines Merchants, a team made up of Juneau and Haines players. The Haines Merchants beat Whitehorse 74-68. The Kluckwan Chilkats came in third place. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.